我们来唱这首他自己中文诗歌本第二本后面的第三首。第一首第二本的第一首他自己。
前要的是祝福，今要祝自己，前要的是意志，今要祝而已，前我探求恩赐，今要吃恩泽，前我寻求能力，今要全能者，永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇，一切在于基督，主是我一切，前常用手抓住，今主手牵我，前常不说是从，今盼望稳妥，前世崩溃感觉，今凭出口说，前世频频哭时，今完全心托，永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇，一切在于基督，主是我一切，前世忙于打算，今这靠祈求，前世学切光蕊，今这主担忧，前虽我自属于，今天出自卑，前不足的头问，今不断赞美，永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇，一切在于基督，主是我一切，前我灵永驻，今这主用我，前是我的事业，今为主工作，天与个人称赞，今求出欢喜，前不过半的酒，今杯酒到底，永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇，一切在于基督，主是我一切，前羡慕的照主，今知主属我，前我等将熄灭，今这光明山，前所我的思思，今等候被听，我所有的一切都在主之际，永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇，一切在于基督，主是我一切，永远举起耶稣，赞美 为主不懈，一切在于基督，主是我一切。再一次，永远举起耶稣，赞美主不懈，一切在。
越来越不满足，哈利路亚，我们渴慕你，
哈利路亚，主求你喜乐的膏油浇灌下来，充满我们每一个人，主啊，我们要欢呼跳舞来歌唱赞美你的名，
哈利路亚。
我是我喜乐，我是我喜乐。 这是在我们第一册的第35首哈，我要存心感，我要存称谢的心。35，第一册的第35首。我要存称谢的心进入他的门，存赞美进入他的园。我要诉说这是神所定的日子，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐。心进入他的门，存赞美进入他的园。我要诉说这是神所定的日子，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，要欢呼因他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，我欢呼因他是我喜乐。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
像小孩子， 天天在你的面前喜乐，因为把信心赐给我们，啊，我们就没有忧虑，因为你是我们的盼望，你是我们的喜乐。哈利路亚，赞美主，
赞美主，
哈利路亚。
主啊，你说我们要常常喜乐，
阿门，
阿门。
不住的祷告，
凡事谢恩，
就是主耶稣基督在我们里面所定的旨意，
阿门。应当一无挂虑，
阿门。一直往前向着标杆直跑，阿门。
阿门。忘记背后，
我的面前，还
想着标杆直跑。
哈利路亚，主你告诉我们你要喜乐，喜乐，
再喜乐，
不可以不喜乐，
永远喜乐。
耶和华是喜乐的神，
阿
们，他的子民都是喜乐的子民，
阿们。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，主真是在我们的中间，
阿们，
他因着我们喜乐而欢呼，
阿们，
阿们，阿们。Oh, what a change. Hallelujah. What a change.
我就走到随地他到我最喜乐的神那里，神那我的神，我要感谢他在你，神那我的神，我要感谢他在你。
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
我爱你。
Amen.
我爱你。Made us glad.
主要是你叫，你使我们高兴。
Oh, Jesus, you're so wonderful.
主要你是奇妙的神。
You make your children dance before you.
哦，主要是你让你的孩子们可以快乐在你面前跳舞。
You give them a shout of victory.
哦，主要是你给他们胜利的欢呼。
We thank you for your visitation.
主啊，谢谢你来拜访了我们。
Lord, we feel like we're in the upper room.
哦，主啊，我们就很像是在那个楼上的房间一样。
There came a loud shout.
哦，主啊，是那从天上来那个极大的声音。
And balls of fire fell upon them.
哦，主啊，是那从天上的火降在我们的身上。
Oh, Jesus, thank you for the change.
主啊，是谢谢你所带来的改变。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
谢谢你，主耶稣。
We adore you.
主啊，是我们爱慕你。
We want more of you.
主啊，我们要更多的你。
We believe you in these last days.
哦，主啊，是在这末日的时候，主是的，我们相信你。
Fill us with more of yourself.
哦，主啊，求你将更多的你自己来充满我们。
Make the great change.
哦，主啊，是带来改变。
We're set free from self.
哦，主啊，是帮助我们，让我们可以从我们自己里面得到自由。
And Jesus comes in greater measure.
哦，主啊，是求你更大的启示给我们。主啊，我们爱你。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.You may be seated.
请坐。
Well, this morning I had a bit of disappointment.
今天早上我有点失望。
We had someone had asked when was I going to teach.
有些人问我说，哎，我什么时候会讲道？
And those who know me very well in the fellowship, my favorite subject is.Humility.
就你们就是在团契认识我很久，你们知道我最喜欢的主题就是谦卑。
I found out that's my greatest need.
然后同时我也发现谦卑是我最需要的。
If you're human, it might be yours too.
如果说你是一个人的话，你可能也需要谦卑。
Because it was pride that tempted Adam and Eve.
也就是因为那个骄傲，他来试探了亚当跟夏娃。
They wanted to be like God.
他们想要成为神的样式。
So the enemy said to him, "You could be like God."
所以当他们受试探的时候，就是人家告诉他说，你可以像神一样。
And all over the world, people are still trying to be God.
所以在世界上，很多人他们就想要让自己像可以像神一样。
They say, "I'm my own person."
然后他们想要成为自己的主人。
I can tell what to do and when to do it.
同时我可以决定什么事情该什么时候做，然后那个事情该如何做。
So that spirit entered into us at birth.
所以那个东西就深深在我们的里面。
That we wanted our own way.
我们想要用自己的方式来决定事情。
We considered we were better than other people.
我们很多时候都会觉得自己比别人来得好。
I heard some older woman say,Nobody's better than I am.
很多时候我们会听到一些年长的妇女，他们会说，没有人可以比我更好。
She was so proud.
很多这样的妇人，他们都是非常的骄傲。
But I remember later on she found Jesus.
但是很多人他们在后来他们也寻找到耶稣。
And she told me personally.
然后。那样的妇人她个人来告诉我
she started reading the Bible,
当他们开始读圣经的时候
and she came to the story of the woman at the well,
然后他们读到了那个在水井旁边的那女人的故事
she had never read the Bible before,
然后他们之前在还没有读到这故事的时候
and even though she didn't know how to read, she just kept reading four times over.
虽然说她还没有念过圣经，但是当他读当那个妇人他读到那个故事的时候，他就继续念下去。
But when she came to the story, the woman, the well, she told me personally.
但是我刚才提到那个妇人那个姐妹，她自己将她个人的亲身经历告诉我。
She said, "You know what?"
她说：“你知道吗
？”I was the woman at the well.
她说：“我就是那个在井边取水的妇人。
”Oh, that wasn't that marvelous. She had that revelation.
And.你们可以想象吗？这真的是一件非常奇妙的事情。那个女人她得到这样的启示。
It's startling when we begin to see ourselves the way God sees us.
所以那个是非常重要，就是说我们知道了神他看我们的时候是什么样子的。
Most of us, I think the Chinese as well, we try to hide our bad side.
很多时候，我想对华人来说也是这样，我们很想要将自己的缺点隐藏起来。
We don't want anybody to find out what we're really like.
我们不想要人家知道说我们在私底下真正是一个什么样的人。
But remember that bright light that shone on the Apostle Paul.
但是 你要记得那个就是照在保罗身上的那个大光。
Oh, he found out what he really was like.
那借着那个光，保罗知道自己真实的样子是什么。
Oh, that's another prayer my teacher gave us when we were first in the faith zone. Show me myself the way you see me.
所以我们可以跟神这样祷告说啊，就是显现给我看你在我在你的眼里到底真实的样子是什么。
And then she taught us to pray for clean heart.
所以接下来就教导我们，我们必须要为一个洁净的心来祷告。
Like I mentioned this morning, and also how necessary it is to pray for humility.
然后也就像我之前所提到的，就是说为谦卑的祷告是非常必要的。
Spend time to ask Jesus, bring me down.
然后我们必须要花时间来跟耶稣一起，请耶稣来教我们可以谦卑。
Bring me down off my high horse.
然后我们可以从我们那个高处可以愿意谦卑下来。
Bring me down at your feet.
然后我们可以到神的面前来谦卑。
And that's what he does when we draw near to him.
那也就是当我们靠近耶稣的时候，他就可以为我们做成这样的事情。
So, this morning, as I taught on humility.I taught on humility from Philippians.
我们来看腓立比书。
That Jesus emptied himself.
耶稣他倒空他自己。
And he humbled himself.
耶稣他谦卑了他自己。
He made himself of no reputation.
他不顾自己的名声。
He took the form of a servant.
然后耶稣他接受了一个仆人的样式。
He became obedient unto death.
然后他顺服至死。
Oh, it's a wonderful picture of our Lord.
这就是那个关于我们爱的那个主他一个美好的描绘。
And the other word we had this morning from Galatians.
今天早上我们从那个加拉太书读到这个。
To not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to.
很多时候我们会觉得自己比我们本人要来的更好。
That's in the book of Romans as well. Don't think highly of yourself.
在罗马书那边他有提到，就是说不要把自己想得太好。
Be careful, don't be superior to other people.
然后特别是说你不要把自己自视甚高，认为你就是比别人好。
So we saw the great need we all have, even as ministers.
所以我们即便是说牧者传道人他们都有这样的需要。
Maybe especially as pastors.
特别是对那些牧者而言。
We want our word to be the last word.
我们希望我们的话可以是被摆在最后面的。
But the Lord uses opportunities, he gives us opportunities to show us our need.
但神很多时候给我们机会来看到我们真正的需要是什么。
So I thought at the end of the meeting.
所以在最后的聚会最后的时候。
We maybe saw our need.
我们也可以看到这样的需要。
Of purity.
我们需要被洁净。
And humility.
我们也需要谦卑。
But we didn't have an opportunity.To finish the lesson. The lesson is my last, when I began to see myself the way I am, my teacher told me, you must praise the Lord.
所以今天早上我们没有办法把这个讲完。当我老师在教导我的时候，他就是说我们必须要能够了解神看我们的时候，他所看到的是什么。
Because as a young girl, I got very discouraged.
特别是说当我做一个小女孩的时候，我觉得非常挫折。
I saw my resistance at the duties I was supposed to do.
特别是说我非常的对于我自己的职责我非常的抗拒。
Or I wanted to do it my own way and not the way the cook told me to do it.
我想要按照我自己的方式来做，不想要按照别人告诉我的方式来做。
And I'd get discouraged over seeing so much pride.
然后我看到我自己里面有很多骄傲，我就觉得非常的沮丧。
How Jesus wanted my heart to be washed clean in His blood.
但是耶稣来到我心里面，他要洁净我的心。
So this afternoon, those that you weren't with us, we saw that what we need is to praise the Lord.
所以今天下午当我们来聚会的时候，特别是说有些弟兄姐妹们没有来参加聚会，在那聚会当中，我们提到就是说，我知道我们最需要的就是要来敬拜主。
The more we praise Him, the more He gives us His own Spirit.
当我们越多来赞美主的时候，他可以给我们更多的圣灵。
The more we rejoice in Him.
然后更多我们可以在里面得着喜乐。
We take a look at Him.
我们看着耶稣。
And we realize He's all we need.
然后我们就在那时候了解到，耶稣他就是我们最需要的。
He changes us.
耶稣他改变了我们。
So the difference we had from the morning to the afternoon, if those of you that weren't here.
特别说今天下午，如果你没有来到聚会的话，我们在今天早上跟今天下跟现在的聚会之间的差别就是
，The Lord poured out His own Spirit.
神把他的圣灵浇灌下来。
And it's still bubbling within them.
然后那个工作还持续在我们心里面进行。
And how the Lord enjoys to see.His children dance before him.
然后就像神看到他的孩子在改变。
You catch sight of him.
然后他看到他的孩子。
Yes, we need to know ourselves the way we are, but turn to him.
然后我们必须要知道说我们自己在神的眼里是什么样子，我们必须要转向他。
Turn quickly to him.
我们要快快转向神。
And say, Oh Jesus, change me.
我们必须要说主耶稣啊，来改变我。
Fill me with Your Spirit.
主啊，求你有你的圣灵充满我。
You had a humble spirit.
主啊，是你有那个谦卑的灵。
You had a pure heart.
主啊，你有一个洁净的心。
And you were full of kindness and love.
主啊，在里面满了良善还有爱。
So give me more of Your attitude.
主啊，是将更多的你自己赐给我。
More of Your own spirit.
哦，主啊，给我更多你的灵。
You promised us that You would give us this other helper.
哦，主啊，是你应许了要将你自己给我们。
So it's a joy to see you dancing before the Lord.
哦，我们很开心看到今天晚上大家可以在神的面前喜乐的跳舞。
There's another word about the Spirit. It's in the book of Job, verse 14.
在约伯记这里面，约伯记十四章这边还有一部分，还有一个章节提到
Chapter 14 of Job.
约伯记十四章
verse 7.
在第七节。
There is hope for a tree. There is hope for a tree.
对，就连树都会有盼望。
If it's cut down, then it will sprout again.
即便是那树被砍断了，它都还可以再发芽生长。
And that its tender shoots will not cease.
然后它的嫩芽都会不断持续不断的生长。
Though its root may grow old and in the earth,
虽然说它的根会变老，然后会不断往土里面长。
And even its stump may die in the ground.
即便是说它树根可能会在土里面死去。
Yet,
然而
at the scent of water, it will bud.
然而，只要它碰到水，它马上就能够活过来。
And bring forth branches like a plant.
然后很快的那个树枝就可以再次发芽出来。
Oh, that's what's happening to us.
然后它也会在我们身上形成同样的工作。
Sometimes we feel we're hopeless.
很多时候我们觉得对我们自己觉得非常的绝望。
And we feel like God has to cut us down.
我们会觉得说神可能必须要把我们像那树一样的砍下来。
He allows certain events in our life that are contrary than what we want.
神他会让我们生命当中有一些事情发生跟我们自己所想要的恰恰是相反的。
He's trying to make something brand new in us.
但是神借着那些事件要给我们一些新的事物。
So some things have to die out.
所以有些事情必须要死去。
But there's hope; it'll sprout again.
但是神所给我们的盼望，它会再次让我们活过来。
And even though its roots may grow old in the earth,
虽然说那个树根它会慢慢变老
，yet its stump, even its stump, is going to die in the ground.
或者那个树根、那个树底，它会在土里死去。
If you've lived very long, you've gone through some of these incidents where you felt you were being shut down.
然后你可能会在生命当中碰到一些事情，你会觉得你再也没有任何的盼望。
All your hope of what you felt God was going to do in your life vanished.
你对神的任何的期望通通都消失了。
And yet, here's this wonderful verse 9. At the scent of water, it will bud.
在第九节，它是一个非常美的一节，在那边讲到就是说，当那些树根死去的那些部分，当它尝到水的时候，它就活过来了。
Now, what is that water? It's the stream of the Holy Spirit.
那个水就很像圣灵的流一样。
Jesus said, I will be within you a well of living water.
然后耶稣就是他会给我们那个活水的江河，然后那个是可以教我们活的水。
So the more we partake of his water of life,
所以当我们更多可以来汲取这个活水的江河的时候，
as we get into his presence,
然后特别是当我们可以更多来到他的同在当中，
as we either sit quietly before him,
我们可能就是安静地坐在他的面前，
or like I have done many times, walk the floor and praise him,
或者是说很多的时候我就是低伏然后再来赞美他。
You praise him because he's worthy.
你之所以赞美神是因为他配得我们的赞美。
We don't praise him because everything's going well.
我们并不是说单单赞美神，只有在所有事情都非常顺利的时候我们才赞美他。
Sometimes things like they're going in reverse.
有些时候事情可能进行得非常不顺利，但是我们还是赞美他。
But when we praise him, it turns our attention on him.
当我们赞美他的时候，我们就将我们注意力转到神的身上。
He never forgets we belong to him.
神他绝不会忘记说我们是属他的。
We have consecrated our life to him.
我们已经将我们的生命献给神了。
Oh, many people are born again, but they don't surrender everything to him.
虽然很多基督徒他们是再生的基督徒，但是他们并没有全然向神降服。
The Lord is looking for a total consecration.
神他所要的是全然降服给他的。
A total surrender.
全然的降服给他。
Whether he makes us great or he keeps us lowly.
无论是说神让我们成为一个更有用的人，或者是说叫我们成为一个谦卑的人。
Lord, have your way in my life.
我们要告诉神的是说，主啊，按照你的心意来行。
Do with me what pleases you.
主啊，只要是按你的心意，只要是你所喜悦的。
Well, when I was in my 20s, I had to write that out on a paper.
在我二十几岁的时候，我就这样的想法写在纸上。
I, Martha, am a vital, was my name.
我写下说，我玛莎。
I do give myself altogether to you.
我把它写下来说，神啊，我将我自己全然的交给你。
For time and eternity.
我的一切都交给你，我在这世上的一切，我的永生我都交给你。
Then I started to list some of the things I wanted.
然后接下来我就开始写下我所要的事情。
I give you my future.
然后我把我的未来交给你。
I give you my marriage life.
我将我的婚姻交给你。
I give you my ambitions.
主啊，我将我的事业前途交给你。
Well, I had a whole page of things.
然后我写了整整一页的事情。
And then when something would come up in my life, I'd remember I'm his.
然后当有些事情在我生命当中发生的时候，我就会记得说我是属于神的。
And I gave him the right of way to do with me whatever he pleased.
我已经将全部的权利都交给神了，无论神要对我做什么，都随他的心意。
He has given me great joy.
然后神真的是给我极大的喜乐。
There was one time I was tested.
有一次我接受了这样一个测试。
It was a Chinese retreat.
然后那个我接受了这样一个测试，那个测试啊是在一个中文的特会里面。
It was in Pennsylvania.
然后那个特会是在宾州。
At a Jewish retreat center.
然后我们是在一个犹太人的那个退休会的中心。
Brother Eddie was there and some of the other Ridgewood pastors.
然后 Brother Eddie 还有一些利居物教会的牧师都在场。
My friends, the Corgans.
然后还有我的朋友。
But Pastor Chow called me inside.
然后
Martha, I don't think you have to go with me this year to China.
然后那个时候周牧师就把我叫到旁边，然后告诉我说，Martha, 我觉得今年你不需要跟我去大陆。
I need to take Mercy and Emma.
我会带那个子祥还有 Emma 一起去。
They're young. They need to learn what you do when you go with me.
然后他们就是还年轻，所以他们可以跟着一起来学习。
So you
神的事工。
You don't have to go any.
所以 Martha 今年去中国你就不用一起来。
I said okay.
我就讲说好。
You know, the first temptation, what did I do wrong?
然后你知道很自然的，你第一个就先想说，我是不是做错了什么事情？然后我是不是有什么事情我做失败了
？I go take care of Sister Nancy.
然后我可以去啊，我可以去照顾周师母。
But we went into a meeting, and Sister Donna was at the platform, and I was sitting about over there.
所以等到我们进去聚会的时候，那个时候 Sister Donna 她就来站讲台，然后我就坐在一个角落。
All of a sudden, there was praising and worshiping.
然后很快的，大家就进入了那个敬拜跟赞美当中。
I stood too to praise the Lord.
然后我也开始赞美主。
Because I've had to.Do what I teach you.
因为我必须要教我必须要做我在这边所传讲的。
I began to praise the Lord.
所以就开始赞美主。
All of a sudden, with Sister Donna leading this worship, I saw a hand go like that.
然后当我们在赞美的时候，那个 Sister Donna 她在带那个敬拜，然后我就看到她的手就这样比。
It was like a sword.
然后那个她那样比的时候，就很像剑往我这边砍过来。
Point right it at me. Now, it wasn't.Visible to anybody else but me, it was like the hand of the Lord.
那个很像没有很多人注意到，但是他对我来说就像神的手，就像指着我，就像剑砍过来。
He only said one word.
然后 Sister Donna 他就讲了一个字。
John, I'll say it to you.
然后John, 我有跟你讲过。
He said one word, mine.
然后他就讲一句话，他就说你是我的。虽然英文一个字，中文好几个。
I said, wow.Why do I care about going to China?
然后我就说哇、哦、我就说我其实不需要那么在乎说我有没有机会去到中国。
He said I was his.
然后神他告诉我说我是他的。
Amen, he could do whatever he wanted with me.
所以因为我是神的，所以神无论他要对我做什么都是他的主权。
And then brother Paul found out about it. He said, Martha, we need somebody in the office. Can you come and work all summer?
然后那时候Brother Paul 他后来知道了这件事情，他就告诉我说，哎、欸、,Martha, 我们办公室其实需要有人帮忙，你可不可以来帮忙我们、
so、that year, Jim and I stayed here.
所以那个Brother Jim 跟我就留下来在这里帮忙。
But when your wife came home, Emma came home and Mercy came home.
然后后来子祥跟那个 Emma 就回家。
Sister Martha, how did you do all that?
然后就说那个，我们就说，哎，Sister Martha， 你如何把这些事情都办好了呢
？Pastor Chow gave him a lot of work.
哦，那个周牧师给他们安排了很多的事情。
Well, it was wonderful.
啊，非常的奇妙。
And I just know that when we make a deal with God, we consecrate. We say, I want to be yours.
当我们跟神这样打交道的时候，我们跟神说
，I want to be yours for time and eternity。
我们跟神说，神啊，我们全然我们要成为全然成为你的。
And then we have to say, you choose, Jesus。
我们将自己完全的献给神，
and、
全然全为你所使用。
Remember that when my husband was dying。
当我丈夫快过世的时候
，Lord, you choose。
我们告诉神说，神啊，你来决定。
You choose.
神啊，你来决定。
And he whispered very quietly to me, I want him.
神非常温柔地告诉我说，我即将要带他回家。
That's Jesus.
然后我就告诉神说，神啊，愿你的心意成全。
He's yours, Lord.
我们就告诉神说，我就告诉神说，神啊 ，Brother Jim 是你的。
And one day I'm going to meet him.
有一天我也会在天上碰见他。
I don't know how long, but I know while I'm here.I want to encourage you young people.
我虽然我不知道多久之后会见到 Jim, 但是当我还在这里，我要鼓励在座年轻的。
Give yourself to the Lord, you'll never regret it.
你们要将你们自己献给神，你们绝对不会后悔的。
Surrender fully.
全然的将你们自己相付给神。
Say yes, Lord, I want to be yours.
跟神说，神啊，是的，我要将我自己献给你。
Do with me as seemeth unto you good.
哦，告诉神说，神啊，按着你所视为好的。
And when he shows us.These things in our nature that need to be removed.
主要在我天然里面有任何你所想要挪去的。
And we had quite a, if you weren't here, you missed it. We had a whole altar of those wanting the Lord to cleanse them.
我们在这边聚会的时候，我们有很多弟兄姐妹来到前面，他们要求神来洁净他们。
Of their flesh and their pride.
特别是说除去我们的肉体，除去我们的骄傲。
In full surrender.
全然的相付给神。
So what you experienced was the result.
所以你们所经历到的也就是被神洁净过之后的结果。
The Lord set their feet a dancing.
也就是因为这样，所以我们能够来到神的面前来跳舞。
It's great victory, not just on the outside, but on the inside.
这个是一个非常大的胜利，他所完成的不单只是在外面，同时也在我们里面。
He changes us on the inside.
神在我们的里面来改变我们。
So he has that blessing for all of us.
所以神的手来祝福我们每一个人。
I just read this tonight.
所以今天晚上我们来读这个。
The scent of water,
特别是那个水，那个水。
Spirit.
那个水就像那个圣灵一样
It'll bring the life.
那个圣灵可以带来生命
His plan, His will.
那是神的计划也是神的旨意
Could we sing Just As I Am Without One Plea? Do
we have 我们可不可以来唱这首诗歌
And then we have a treat in store
然后待会我们一个小小的特别的节目
Well, how about I surrender all?
哦，谢谢。
We couldn't find that one.
或者我可以来唱，我全然降服。大的诗歌本里面158。这首。对，我心还是认真哦。
全所有我献于耶稣，全所我。欢喜献，我要时常爱主靠主，与主相亲至永远。全所有奉献，全所有奉献，献于。荣耀归主名
We just take a minute to just in silence, just meditate on that thought.
让我们大家转向里面，我们可以用一分钟的时间来思考我们所听到的。
Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this thought, Lord Jesus.
谢谢主，谢谢你。
That we give ourselves to you.
主，是我们将我们全然交给你。
And Lord, you help us, Father.
是父啊，帮助我们。
We cannot do this on our own.
就我们没有办法自己来完成这样的事情。
And the more that we love you, the easier we let things go.
是主，当我们越爱你的时候，我们就越容易放弃其他的事情。
So Lord, help us to look upon you.
是主，帮助我们定睛在你身上。
Oh, to give all of our love to you, Lord Jesus.
将我们全然的爱都献给你。
Oh, that we love you with all of our might, all of our minds, all of our hearts.
是，那我们能够全心全意的爱你。
And therefore, Lord, we can let things go.
是主，这样我们能够弃绝别的事情。
So help us to focus on loving you.
主帮助我们，让我们可以定睛在你身上来爱你。
And just let things go.
是让我们可以放弃那些我们不应该继续持
有的。Let the worldly desires to just drop and fall from us.
是主啊，这世界上一切的邪情私欲，我们通通都交在你面前。
Oh, as we learn to cling to you, Lord.
主是当我们来依靠你。
Oh, to hold tight to you, Lord.
哦，紧紧的依靠你。
Oh, to love you.To embrace you, Lord Jesus,
让我们来爱你，
and to reveal our hearts to you,
哦主，
是这样，to cry to you, Lord,
向你敞开，向你来哭求，
哦 to be at your feet, Lord Jesus,
哦主啊，坐在你的脚前
，in humility, Lord Jesus,
哦主，是我们带着谦卑来到你面前，
哦 give us that humility that we've been hearing about,
帮助我们，让我们可以有更多的谦卑，
哦 to submit to one another.
主是让我们可以彼此顺服
Submit to one another.
让我们可以彼此顺服
Let our pride go, Father.
哦，主是帮助我们让我们可以放弃我们的骄傲
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你
Oh, Lord, we surrender all to you tonight.
主是今天晚上我们全然的降服给你
This moment forward, Lord Jesus.
主要从这一刻
We give ourselves to you.
以后我们将我们自己全然的交给你
And you help us, Lord Jesus.
帮助我们主耶稣
Oh, to fulfill this desire in our hearts.
是主耶稣求你来成就我们心里所求的
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
赞美你
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名求
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the
Lord. I know that's the cry of all our hearts to belong altogether to Jesus.
这就是我们心里对神所哭求的我们要将我们自己全然献给神
We have a treat. Brother Eric's going to come and share.
那个 Brother Eric 他要上来跟我们做一点分享。
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for serving us.
I didn't know I was going to be sharing tonight until about 2 hours ago.
直到两个小时之前，我都并不知道说今天晚上我要有点分享。
But this being the 100th.Celebration year of the Ridgewood Fellowship.
今年正好是利聚物教会成立100周年的纪念。
I had something. I didn't know when I was going to share it.
我这边有一些东西我并不是很确定我会分享些什么。
Or even if here at camp.
或者是说在营地这里。
And we, but we sang in the song himself a little bit earlier.
早先我在唱这首诗歌他自己。
This, the fifth stanza,
在第五节
Once I hoped in Jesus,
他讲到说前羡慕得着主。
Now I know he's mine.
今知主属我。
Once my lamps were dying.
前我灯将熄灭。
Now they brightly shine.
今则光闪烁。
Once for death I waited.
前所望的是死。
Now his coming hail.
今等候被提。
And my hopes are anchored.
我所有的一切。
Safe within the veil.
都在主自己。
I found that particular stanza encouragement for what I was about to share, for what I'm to share tonight.
我今天晚上在这边跟大家分享的，我发现就是说跟那个第五节相呼应，对大家来说都是一个很好的鼓励。
For whatever reason, for the past year or so,
无论是说过去的这一年我们经历过些什么，
I've been thinking about what I'm to do with the rest of my life.
我一直在想接下来我的人生剩下的应该我应该要做些什么。
Not a crisis of faith.It's not a crisis of faith. Struggling in my faith.
哦，不是信仰这方面的问题，我对信仰上面没有任何的挣扎。
And I'm too old for a midlife crisis.
我已经远远越过那个中年危机的那个阶段。
I went through that.
我已经越过那个阶段了。
But that's another testimony.
但是那是另外一个见证。
But for some reason, I've been meditating and reflecting a lot on Matthew 25 and the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins.
然后我最近很常在思考的就是在Matthew 马太二十五章
Matthew 25
马太二十五章那边讲到就是十个童女的故事的比喻。
I'm just going to read.The first eight verses quickly.
Let me go grab my phone.
Sure. Matthew 25, verses 1 through 8. I'm going to stop there.
马太二十五章一到八节
Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
马太，然后就去迎接，去迎接新郎，谢谢。
Now five of them were wise, and five were foolish.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
愚拙拿着灯却没有带油。
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
聪明的拿着灯又盛了油。
But while the bridegroom was delayed,
又盛了油在器皿里。新郎延迟的时候。
They all slumbered and slept.
他们都打盹睡着了。
And at midnight a cry was heard.
半夜有人喊。
Behold, the bridegroom is coming.
看新郎来了。
Go out to meet him.
你们出来迎接他。
Then all those virgins arose.
那些童女就都起来。
And trimmed their lamps.
挑亮他们的灯。
And the foolish said to the wise.
愚拙的对聪明的说。
Give us some of your oil.
请分点油给我们。
For our lamps are going out.
因为我们的灯要灭了。
There are many interpretations.
对于这段经节
the ten virgins.
对于那十个童女有很多不同的解释。
And quite a few of them are very theologically sound.
很多的解释都好像是按照神学的角度来分析的。
But,I'm focusing, for whatever reason, in the past year,
但在去年我特别着重的是这样
on the five virgins whose lamps are running out.
我也就是那个五个童女，就是说特别那个灯快要熄灭的那五个之一。
In combination with Jesus' warning to us in Matthew 7,
然后特别是在马太第七章里面，耶稣也在那边给了我们这样的提醒。
When he says to us, we will say, Lord, Lord.
在那边他讲到说我们会告诉主说主啊。
And he could say, I do not know you.
神他可能会告诉我们说我并不认识你当我们喊他是主的时候。
So, the Lord's putting it in my heart to focus on, in terms of what to do with my life.
所以神就在我心里面让我开始去想我剩下的人生我应该要做些什么。
Focusing on people closest to me.
我必须要来更加的关注在那些跟我非常接近、亲近的人。
That need Jesus.
特别是那些需要耶稣的人。
And for me, an answer that the Lord gave me comes from something John the Baptist said.
当我在想说我人生剩下要做些什么时候，神他放在我心里的就是有点像那个施洗者约翰他所说的
in John 3:30,
在约翰三章十节
John the Baptist says he must increase and I must decrease,
约翰三章三十节他必须要增长我他必兴旺我必衰微，谢谢。
And so when I think about the five foolish virgins,
所以当我想到这五个愚蠢的童女的时候,
they must have fallen in some kind of spiritual trap.
他们一定是掉到一些属灵的陷阱里面去。
Confident in their faith.
他们对他们信心,他们对他们的信仰可能会觉得很有信心。
Confident that the oil in their lamps would last.
他们可能会觉得说他们的油绝对足够可以不断烧下去。
And suddenly they're caught off guard.
然后在他们的没有预料的时候，那个油就烧完了。
So this is what the Lord has put in my heart.
所以神也就将这个放在我的心里面。
I think of this generation of Christians and people I know.
然后就想到这个世代，我所认识的基督徒，还有那些我所。
And I think of the time of Noah.
然后就想到挪亚那个时代。
When he was disbelieved or chided for saying it was going to rain.
然后当挪亚他们那个世代的人他们不相信说诶大雨就快要降下了。
I wonder if the same danger exists in a lot of Christian circles today.
那我在想说今天在基督徒的圈子里面我们是不是面临一样的危机。
Whereby Christians live and behave in a way that say, what second coming?
我们虽然是基督徒，但是我们现在也在质疑说，耶稣的再来是什么时候
？I serve at Pilgrim Camp and I volunteer in my church.
我在Pilgrim 这边服侍大家，同时我在自己的教会我有服侍。
Is my lamp full?
然后
Is my lamp full? I'm reflecting. In other words,
谢谢。
Sometimes we get bogged down.
我的灯里面的油是满的吗？
We're very busy for the Lord.
我们对我们很非常忙碌于神的事工。
But we're not maintaining that oil.
对，但是我里面那个灯的油可能不是满的。
We can go to church every Sunday.
我们可以每个星期天都到教会去。
I can have a Bible app on my phone.
我在我电话上面可以有圣经的那个 app。
We can go through the motions as Christians.
我们很多时候可以做出很多基督徒会做的事情。
And lose oil.
但是我们的油可能不是满的。
And so when I thought about what John Baptist said about Jesus must increase and I must decrease.
所以当我想到说约翰施洗者约翰他讲到说他必兴盛我必衰微。
I think sometimes it's important for us as Christians to step back.
所以很多时候我们做一个基督徒我们必须要退一步来想。
And focus on the decreasing part.
我们必须要想到说我们是如何的衰微下去的。
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣他没有改变，昨日、今日、直到永远，他都没有改变。
We're not supposed to be.
我们也不应该这样。
Even in Christ.
即便是说在耶稣在基督里。
We can always work on less of ourselves.
我们可以就是在我们自己身上做比较少的事情。
And I don't mean losing weight after all this eating.
当然我并不是说例如说吃的比较少啊减少一点重量。
Peter encouraged us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ.
彼得他鼓励大家就是我们要来增长对耶稣基督的认识。
And it may not be the most obvious things that are diminishing our oil and our lamps.
虽然说那样追求神他可能并不会让我们非常显著看到说我们的油正在减少。
Maybe there's an activity we shouldn't participate in.
也许有一些活动是我们身为一个基督徒不应该参与的。
Maybe it's a disposition in my personality.
也许就是说在我们个人的个性上有一些个性是我们必须要注意的。
Maybe it's a habit.
甚至说有可能是一些我们个人的习惯。
Spending too much time in social media.
例如说我们可能会在社交软体上面花太多的时间。
Maybe it's simply a love of something thatisn't inherently sinful.
或者说我们也可能喜爱一些东西但是那些东西不全然是罪恶。
But it takes attention away from Jesus.
但是他把你的注意从耶稣的身上挪开。
Brother Jack Chow wrote,
然后这里啊周牧师啊有写到这样。
In our Christian service and ministry,
在我们基督徒的服事当中,
dare I add in every facet of our lives,
在我们人生的各样的不同的阶段或各样的方面,
it is absolutely essential that we know what is important to God,
我们所要知道是说什么东西对神是重要的,
not just what is important to us,
而不是什么对我们是重要的。
For what is important to us may not be important to God at all.
对我们是重要的，对神来说可能完全不重要。
If our heart is right,
如果我们的神是对的,
and our motive is pure before God,
我们的动机在神的面前是, 是洁净的,
what we do and say,
无论我们说什么做什么,
will be acceptable in God's sight.
在神的眼里能够被他能够来接纳。
So maybe we start there and we lessen ourselves by ridding more that's in us that is not just worldly, but things that are not gracious. To grow in grace, the importance of growing in grace.
最重要的是说我们必须要在神的恩典里面不断的晋升。
Because again, the foolish virgins are Christians who are unaware their lamps were running out.
特别是说那些愚拙的童女，他们不知道说他们的灯油正在减少。
And given that it's the 100th anniversary of the Ridgewood Fellowship,
然后特别是说，当我们提到说今年是立柱教会一百年的纪念
，It struck me that there's a time in Pastor Hans Waldvogel's life.
这就让我想到吴老牧师他的一生
，Founder of the Fellowship.
然后成立这个教会的那个牧师
，And co-founder of this camp.
同时他也一起成立了这个营地
Was at one time, I believe in Chicago.
在有一次啊，他在芝加哥的时候
，A diamond cutter.
他在那边他做的是切割钻石的工作。
I'm only speculating.
我就这样想。
But as a man looking at diamonds,
就是吴老牧师这样一个人，然后他看着他所切割的钻石
，and understanding the great riches that can be made from them.
然后他知道说，钻石这个东西是非常昂贵、非常有价值的。
Or being a jeweler,
然后他也有可能可以成为一个珠宝商。
Instead of Hans Waldvogel choosing to polish diamonds,
然后吴老牧师他所选择的事情是去把那个钻石给打亮。
He chose to polish souls.
吴老牧师他并没有选择继续去把钻石打磨光亮，他所选择的是来打磨我们这些灵魂，把这些灵魂打磨光亮。
And I think that's maybe one of the traps the five foolish virgins fell into.
我想这也有可能就是这五个愚拙的童女他们所掉入的一个陷阱。
It got to be more about self.
那五个童女在想的是他们自己。
And less about others.
他们想的不是别人。
I think it is one of the hardest things to do in life to focus on decreasing.
很多时候在人的生命当中，这是一件非常困难的事情，就是你想如何让自己可以越来越少，可以让自己减少。
It requires some hard humility.
他真的需要谦卑。
And the danger to a Christian running low of oil in a lamp, in our lamp.
然后特别是说对一个基督徒来说，你不要冒着那个你的油燃尽的那个风险。
Is that maybe we're becoming lukewarm or indifferent.
特别是说当我们变得不冷不热的时候。
And I'm not talking about being a missionary.
我并不是来讲说例如说去做神的事工。
Or a pastor.
或者成为一个牧者。
I'm talking about reaching out and trying to win souls that are closest to us.
我所讲的只是就是说我们必须要去拯救一些灵魂，特别是那些与我们非常亲近的人。
I'm comfortable publicly speaking.
在这里我非常可以非常公开的这样讲。
Being on radio.
我也可以在电台上面这样说。
Being with large groups.
我也可以在一个非常广大的群众里面这样说。
But I have unsaved cousins.
但是我可以告诉大家，我有一些 表亲他们还没有得拯救。
I have unsaved coworkers.
我有一些跟我一起工作的人，他们还没有得拯救。
I have unsaved neighbors.
我有一些邻居，他们的灵魂还没有得拯救。
And that's where I need to become less.
然后也就是在那些地方，在那些领域，我必须要能够减少。
And focus on Jesus increasing.
然后在那边，我必须要定睛在让耶稣可以兴盛的这件事情上。
Maybe focus on things to get out of my own way.
然后也许要更多的定睛在这些能够让我自己不要继续专注在我事情的事上。
But more importantly, get out of Jesus' way.
然后特别是更重要的是说，不要来挡耶稣基督的路。
And so in closing.
所以在这里在结尾的时候。
In Isaiah 61:10.
在以赛亚书61章10节。
It says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord.
以赛亚书61章10节。他说我因耶和华大大欢喜。
My soul shall be joyful in my God.
我的心因上帝喜乐。
For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation.
因他以拯救为衣给我穿上。
He has covered me with the robe of righteousness.
以公义为外袍给我披上。
As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments.
好像新郎戴上华冠。
And as a bride adorns herself with her jewels.
又如新娘佩戴首饰。
I think Or at least God has impressed upon me that keeping our lamps full of oil means we are to work towards having our robes not decked out with diamonds, but with the names of the souls that we've helped win for Jesus.
所以我觉得神他所启示给我让我明白的就是对我来说，让我们的油不要不要漏光，就很像说这个以公义为外袍给我披上。我们在公那个外袍上面所装饰的，并不是那些钻石，而是那些灵魂。
So that's the encouragement the Lord has given me this year.
所以今年神他所给我的鼓励是这样的
：To be a better and a stronger witness to those in my immediate, more immediate reach.
在我马上可以触及得到的那些灵魂当中，我必须要跟他们做更有力的见证。
Long-time friends,
特别是那些多年的好友
，regular acquaintances,
或者是说那些时常有来往的人
，my own family,
还有我自己的家人
，maybe even a familiar waitress at my favorite restaurant,
或者是说甚至是在我常去的餐厅里面在那边在服侍的那些服务生。
I hope in the coming year.
我希望在接下来这一年
，they see more of Jesus.
他们大家都能够更多的遇见耶稣
，and less of me.
然后更少的看见我。
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. 我们为 Eric 弟兄向神献上感谢。
亲爱的主，我们要感谢你。从我们的弟兄他的分享的当中让我们知他是多么爱主的一位弟兄
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
他在我们这里就像劳伦斯弟兄一样服侍着我们主啊我们很感恩在我们每日的需要上用他认真的为我们做来好让我们享受主谢谢你从分享的里面看到他的生命也是在追求怎么样子向主怎么样子有主更多在他的生命里面主啊愿主你施恩祝福他一切所有的服事无论是在绿基督教会无论是剩下来的几天在我们的当中主你都纪念他所做的每一切加给他力量 赐福给他，给他有更多从上头来的恩膏，让我们的弟兄满满得着主所有的祝，一切的祝福，让我们的弟兄一切所有的好处不在主你以外啊！感谢赞美主，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Lord, we just thank you for your word, Lord, that you've given to us through our brother,
oh
Father, that he has a desire, Lord, for your life to continue to be a light, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you will bless his ministry, Father. Whether it's cooking a camp or even ministering to others, Lord Jesus. Lord, he has a desire to serve you, Father. And he has a desire to be your witness. So I pray that you fulfill the desires of his heart. Oh Lord, grant him, Lord, more than what he would expect.
Oh, 主啊，给他更多。
Oh, to overflow, Lord.
谢主，让他可以可以满溢出来。哦，主，用你的圣灵充满他，给他更多的机会。
We thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, you know.
谢主耶稣。
He desire, you know.
主，你知道他所求的。
The next step, Lord.
哦，主，他想要知道你接下来要他做什么。是你是信实的神
哦、
oh, 主啊是求你要带领他一步一步同时也求你要装备他主啊是的我们为着 Brother Eric 向你向感谢奉耶稣基督的圣名求
亲爱的主把我们的 Eric 弟兄交在你的手上主啊你虽然给他经过这一年来的风暴主啊谢谢你在他心里头有一个新的荣耀的盼望让他看见愚笨的宠女是多么的可怜以至于他愿意预备自己成为一个倒空的器皿让你的圣灵充满他以至于他可以成为一个荣耀的见证你听见他里头的呼求他要把你这位最爱他的神介绍给他的朋友还有家人主我们呼求你现在就在他的家人朋友里头做工圣灵你进入人心来软化使用 Eric 弟兄成为他们的祝福、
嗯、
让你的爱透过他的话语透过他的行动来让人看见耶稣
Thank you, Jesus.
主啊谢谢你这是一个蒙爱的蒙爱的人因为主你在他的心里头
Hallelujah.
Christ in you the hope of glory
Thank you Lord
Hallelujah.
Thank you Jesus
谢谢主听我们祷告奉耶稣的名
Amen. Amen. Thank you Lord
亲爱的主我们赞美感谢你把 Eric 弟兄带到我们这个聚会里面主他愿意在你面前服侍你、哦、成为你的管道能够把你的荣耀把你的圣洁把你的馨香带到世界上、哦、就让他知道如何能够与你、连接上、哦、让他所接触的都是可以存到永世的让他从今天开始他所做的一切都在勇士里面是有价值的让别人能够从他得到益处让他是一个把爱把温馨带出去的无论是他的周围的家人他的邻居他的朋友他所到的地方主你都与他同去愿你成为他的祝福成为他恩典的出口谢谢你颂赞荣耀归给你把 Aaron 弟兄仰望在你手中祷告奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
世纪祈祷，多谢我天父，主们的旨
We want to pray for a few people that are sick on grounds.
亲爱的主，我们要奉你的名，因为主你的名里面有内涵，是大医生、大医者。我们奉主你的名，为我们家人有感冒的、有发烧的、一些身体软弱的，好几位在我们当中。主啊，我们很不相信是撒旦的作为，但是我们奉你的名，我们却要胜过，无论是从哪一方面来的攻击，我们都要击退它，因为主你的名大过一切，因为主你的名是超乎万有。主，我们谢谢你，我们在这个时刻，愿主圣灵亲自触摸在我们身体软弱的姐妹弟兄的身上。主啊，圣灵的工作，圣灵的能力是超乎一切的一切。主，当主你一发命令，什么疾病都是病，但在主里面都不成是病。主，你就要医治，医治的大能要临到每一位。让我们今天晚上回去的时候，主啊，因着你的医治，病都好了，因着你的医治，我们的身体都舒畅了。主啊，我们还有明天的聚会，我们更是要看见主你亲自做工，神迹奇事发生在我们这些有疾病的弟兄姐妹的身上，要让明天能够再聚一堂，迎接主你的来临，迎接主圣灵在我们当中彰显出极大的荣耀来。谢谢主耶稣，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。主啊，当我们的信心在主你身上的时候，主你必然能够自由的在每一个人的身上动主你的善功。主，我们谢谢你今天晚上在这里享受主喜乐的歌唱，愉快的迎接圣灵的恩膏。主，我们献上今天晚上的这个聚会，向主献上感恩。主啊，愿你再一次垂听我们的唠叨，为我们有疾病生病的姐妹弟兄，主啊，愿你眷顾他们。今天晚上就是在这个时刻，就临到他们的身上。谢谢主耶稣，我们即将分散结束今天的聚会，赐给我们一个美好的睡眠，让我们有好的休息，也让我们身体能够尽快的恢复。感谢赞美主，也纪念服侍的马萨牧师以及所有的辛劳服侍我们的所有的同工。感谢赞美主，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。